Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fudza Niso, joining you all the way from Cape Town, South Africa, and today we're joined by four brand new additions to the Label Sessions roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. So a quick roundup of who's joining us today. We have Pauline McCloy-Turtle, who's the experienced designer who turns culture into immersive worlds. Pauline blends tech storytelling and deep cultural research to build experiences that don't just look good, they also feel unforgettable. From historical reconstructions to interactive worlds inside Fortnite. So welcome, Pauline. Also, hello and welcome to Claire Dutton, the sales leader who builds people-first performance cultures. Claire blends 25 years of sales leadership with a culture-first mindset, delivering results at scale, teams that stick, and growth that actually lasts. Welcome, Claire. And then next, welcome to Mona Lisa Como, who is the person you call when transformation needs to be human first. Mona Lisa has spent 30 years leading transformation for the likes of PayPal, balancing ruthless clarity with radical empathy. When change gets less emotional, all mission critical. Welcome.
Thank you.
Finally, we have Dr. William Ajayi, the advisor who rewrote Netflix's approach to people and performance. Will blends clinical insight and corporate strategy to help companies like Netflix and Google build cultures where performance thrives without burning people out. Super important. Welcome, Will.
Thank you.
A surprising number of employers want to hire gamers nowadays. So design ideas and approaches from the world of gaming are transforming marketing, design, and products in everything from financial services to fashion. Gaming platforms themselves have become key battleground for brands looking to engage with younger audiences. I think about the sheer number of brand deals that have been done with Fortnite, Minecraft, Roblox. What lessons should other industries be taking from the world of gaming? And how should companies who want to hire gamers think about attracting this kind of new talent? Pauline, I know you've just come up, but I think this is sort of, you know, very much in your world. What are your thoughts on sort of hiring gamers?
I'll do it. They're great.
that's all.
And no, I have lots of thoughts on this, obviously. I would say gamers and game designers, they have like a really extraordinary systems mindset, right? And I think that could potentially be a benefit to anyone. Kind of like if you're going to have a vibe orchestrator, vibe creator, you might have this person in your arsenal also. And I think it could potentially be beneficial to most industries. It could be a consultation once a year, like an MOT. It doesn't necessarily mean embed someone in all day, every day, but I think the great thing about gamers and game designers is they understand loads about how to engage with a really dedicated, curious, committed and discerning audience or market. Gamers game for hundreds and hundreds of hours. They're going to pick it apart. They're going to see the bugs. They're going to communicate about it. They've got Discords and Reddits for everything. So they're knowledgeable, fact-checking, willing to invest at their time. It's like a heart and soul thing. People like, for Henry Cavill is an actor who's producing Warhammer. He left the Witcher project to start the Warhammer project because he's played with this since he was a boy. This guy's career is like built around gaming as an activity, and it's now coming into culture in a different way. So we're going to see the effects of gamers and gaming mindsets come into other parts of culture, and so it's naturally going the other way. I mean, we make games. We're making products in games. It's where markets are. And like right now, I think by 2030, there's predicted to be like 5 billion gamers globally. It's a lot of people. So how are you going to reach them if you're trying to reach a new audience? Or how are you going to think like them? That's, I think where it becomes kind of important, as well as the mindset, the design thinking mindset, or the game making mindset. I don't think everything needs to be gamified. Right? I don't think that's necessarily applicable to every aspect of our lives. Will, you mentioned, you know, talking to your phone about a shared grocery list. Should you have to do a game to just communicate with your partner about get onions? No, come on. You know, like sometimes we can over-design things and add in unnecessary steps, and it reduces efficacy, or it just becomes another frustration. You know, I order my children's school lunch on an app, and I do everything on an app, and it's like, it's a lot of apps, and I'm having to manage that and have a job and be alive and care for parents and care for children and manage a home and my job as well. You know, it's like, do we need to gamify every single step process and every single aspect of our life?
There is a sense of community, huge sense of community in the gaming world. And it's an opportunity to reach a larger audience and kind of pull folks in. And it's, you know, a form of like legitimate and enjoyable entertainment for literally millions of people across the globe, if not more. So I think there's a lot of value there. You know, the bit about this question that I find really exciting is the question about like, should organizations be seeking out gamers or that gaming mindset to bring that level of talent in? And I say, absolutely, right? Concur with Pauline. So I want to touch on the points that you made, because I think they're absolutely spot on. I totally agree. Aligned. I do think it's interesting. I tend to see things in chunks of time, and I'm thinking about like what some of the lessons we learned from the pandemic have been, right? And it's primarily about where does talent actually sit? And we know now that talent sits everywhere, right? The pandemic taught us, right, that the great talent is literally every and anywhere, but they don't necessarily have access to, you know, the walls and the mortar that we've built up in terms of our organizations. And so I think being expansive in terms of thinking about what are the sort of capabilities you're looking for, right? What's a skill set? Not necessarily the training and the focus. You can train people out in-house, right? What are the capabilities you're looking for in terms of principle thinking or systems thinking, first principles sort of approaches? It lives in the gaming world. There's a reason we have games as part of our overall sort of larger offerings. But I also think it's critical to think, okay, what are we then doing as organizations to create the right environment that attracts this talent, right? Because again, this would be new talent population coming into organizations. So from my perspective, I think it's really about asking a more fundamental question. Have we created or are we evolving our culture to attract the top talent as that sort of changes over time? Recognizing that top talent might not live in the accounting firms anymore, might not live in the spaces we've played in before. And are we evolving and creating a culture that will actually be, you know, conducive to those particular capabilities, but also attractive to those capabilities that we're looking for to build the future? And I think that's a challenging question for a lot of organizations to answer. Why would I change what works? I've been doing it and it's been working. Look at our value proposition. But when you're building for the future, you really have to think about what are the capabilities I'm looking for? Where might those capabilities sit? What internals do we have to make sure we can optimize new talent coming in from a cultural perspective? And are we bringing in the right people at the right time for the right purpose to grow your business in the future? So I think the gaming world offers so many opportunities for the level of systems thinking that you need as an organization, but then also accessibility is huge.
I'm going to be a bit stronger on gamers. I think we're going to look back on this 2 to 5 years and realize this was a lost opportunity for many large organizations. First, if you take a look at the gamer persona itself, they are autonomous learners. They're self-taught. They've thrived in an environment and created a culture that honestly, traditional working university learnings never rewarded gamers. And yet they still found a way to create, whether it's Twitch, whether it's this entire community. And the organizations, especially in fintech, who I can speak intimately of, and any other tech industries that have embraced these autonomous learners who are really focused on rapid experimentation, real-time feedback. I'll go to what William said. They're very team-oriented. You have to give credit to the type of persona that has thrived under these conditions. And from a corporate perspective, we don't reward that type of thinking. Our universities don't reward. Gamers can't even apply for universities with their credentials because that's not rewarded. Are they doing enough in the linear, traditional, did you pass all the right history tests? And so what I think we're going to recognize, and I can speak with this with confirmation, cultures that that can embrace the fact that a gamer comes from a completely different background, you are going to find this nugget actually transform your culture into this rapid experimentation. But also it's very collegial. These are personalities that have sat on the fringe of being accepted into the culture. And when you bring them in and accept and listen to them, you're going to find that they're actually some of your greatest employees, because they care so deeply, especially because they've been, you know, pushed out for so long. And what you see is a number of cyber companies really trying to embrace them. But I would say it goes beyond cybersecurity and it goes beyond technology. Think of the pharmaceutical companies that could take advantage of a gamer.
I 100% agree. I think we miss a trick with them. And I don't sometimes think it's about attracting top talent, which sometimes we don't know what talent we actually have in our business because we've never bothered to find out. Right. And, you know, they might not fit in those 9 boxes that HR might do a quick review on, you know, on an annual basis. They potentially don't fit there. So we need to go and seek them out. And I think there is great opportunity because I know I think a lot of this has probably been covered, but they're like the rock stars of engagement. Yeah. And actually engagement is what you want in your, you know, with your clients and your customer base and people that you're trying to sell to, and just internal engagement as well. You know, they understand things maybe slightly differently. They've probably got a lot more maybe soft, or let's call them hero skills, that again aren't very typical in a recruitment environment. But they are generally not just tech savvy even, they're actually strategic and really resilient. And like you say, they spend hours on things that they don't ever get rewarded for. Like that resilience is insane, isn't it? Those are the people that you really want in your business. About attracting and retaining them though, I also think that, you know, hiring them is, you either have to seek them already, because hiring them is not going to be a typical process. It's not going to be, you know, we're hiring gamers for this. It's all very much about, this is what the environment you're coming into is going to look like, you know, because they want to solve problems. They don't want to follow scripts. And they also, which can be quite scary for some employees, they need space to experiment as well, which I think can be sometimes be a bit of a gray area when people want to maybe micromanage or have like, this is your job description, off you go. And also they like to work in environments where there's really clear progression, because that progression is very much like, this is how we evolve, this is how we level up, how am I always improving? And you know, and it is about that, they're generally driven by meaning, which actually means they're probably going to be your most loyal and trustworthy employees at the same time. Because a lot of people, you know, I say a lot of people, some people do not need a big financial reward. What they need is someone to appreciate, trust them, and allow them to be creative in those environments. So I do think that we need to go and seek these people out. And we probably all work with people who are actually avid gamers, we maybe don't even know. You know, so yes, I think that's, I think it's something that we really need to embrace, seek out, but also start hiring people who have, you know, have been designing worlds and being creative like this for many years.